The DNR says this other fish virus doesn't have a name because it can't be grown in the lab, but the unnamed virus can cause the disease lymphosarcoma in certain fish species, including northern pike and muskies. Symptoms of the disease include cancerous sores on the skin and in the muscle of the fish, and especially for muskies, the disease can be deadly. DNR fish health specialist Sue Markwinski says the disease probably spreads during spawning.
Infected fish have tumors, and when an uninfected fish brushes up against that, some of the viral particles in those cells are sloughed off and then can infect the other fish.
The DNR recently decided that a northern pike caught near Sturgeon Bay had sores caused by lymphosarcoma and not by viral hemorrhagic septicemia, as first thought. In fact, the DNR says public awareness of VHS may be triggering more findings of lymphosarcoma, which has been around a while and was found in four different parts of Wisconsin just last year. Even so, the DNR urges anglers to help slow the spread of lymphosarcoma by cleaning fishing equipment and not moving fish between bodies of water. Markwinski also says for taste reasons, you don't want to eat the infected fish.
The infected muscle will become not as firm, it will be watery. There may be some dead cells in that area.
But Markwinski stresses humans are not at risk from lymphosarcoma in fish. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.